USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's senior advisor, Cedric Richmond, says the administration is focused on key issues like improving the country's infrastructure. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Richmond noting the reconciliation bill addresses climate change and said that it should be a concern of all Americans as natural disasters like Hurricane Ida continue to get worse. Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan and Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear say it's not red against blue when it comes to misinformation related to COVID-19 and vaccines. Hogan telling NBC's Meet the Press the White House needs to do a better job when it comes to providing accurate information about the pandemic.
I was fairly critical of President Trump when I thought that they were bad on messaging, and I've been the same thing with the Biden administration. I mean, we're getting some mixed messagings.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A Category 3 hurricane could brush by Bermuda this week. Hurricane Larry is currently centered about 900 miles east of the Caribbean islands with winds of 125 miles an hour and could strengthen into a Category 4 hurricane before the day is over. The National Hurricane Center says ocean swells from Larry could reach the United States by midweek, causing life-threatening surf and dangerous rip currents. NASA's Mars rover scores a phenomenal accomplishment.
NASA's Mars rover has successfully collected its first sample of a Martian rock. The Perseverance rover drilled into a rock roughly the size of a briefcase on the surface of the red planet on Wednesday after previous attempts to gather a core sample failed when those samples broke. NASA says it hopes to gather new data on the climate and geological history of Mars and find insight into the microbial life on the planet from the samples. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Legendary Today Show weatherman Willard Scott has died at the age of 87. Al Roker posting the news on social media saying Scott passed away peacefully Saturday morning, surrounded by his family. Roker also calling Scott a beloved member of the Today Show family, his second dad, and the ultimate broadcaster. Reaction continuing to come in after Texas passes a new abortion law.
Political strategist Layla Pierney on Friday hailed Texas' new abortion law, telling Newsmax it was something Texans wanted.
The fact that we have states' rights is what makes America so wonderful. Who knows better the citizenry and what the citizenry wants than the state itself? And this is something that Texans wanted.
The Supreme Court on Wednesday upheld a Texas law banning most abortions in the state, a move blasted by President Joe Biden and other Democrats as an affront to women's health care. That brings up the question of birthing people.
Isn't it so bizarre? I thought that men were considered birthing people from now on with the left. Who's going to tell the left that it's time for them to pick one side over another? I'm so proud on this day to be a Texan.
The law bans abortions in Texas once a fetal heartbeat has been detected, usually about 6 weeks into pregnancy. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.